go.
And the winner is Boucheron.
That was the moment last night in Chicago as Boucheron wins the James Beard Award for Best New Restaurant in America. Pretty amazing moment as we bring in one of the co-owners, the hospitality director, one half of Boucheron ownership anyway, Jeannie Janice Ritter. Jeannie, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh.
Just listening to that, Jason, is like, it's like I'm welling up with tears. Just
well, that's what I wonder. What is that moment like? Because you're up against a very large group of other competitors here. Amazing restaurants from all over the country. And do you even think you have a chance?
No, we didn't think we had a chance the whole way. We're blown away. It's just like we were shocked and just so unbelievably excited in that moment. It's just incredible.
You and your husband created this restaurant. You have a team. A lot of the team is still the same people who were there when you opened up.
The majority of them, yeah.
Describe kind of what the vision was, because both you and your husband come from just incredible pedigree of great restaurants around town, but you wanted to do something a little different.
Yeah, so when we opened Boucheron, you know, the main goal with it was to figure out how we could run a restaurant and do what we love and raise our kids at the same time. We have two little boys, they're 2 and 4, and so life is absolutely crazy, but we didn't want to believe it wasn't possible. So we built this restaurant with the team that we have, because we knew we could do it together. We knew we could do it with them. And the team is absolutely incredible. The vision behind Boucheron, it's kind of based on the bistronomy movement that happened in Paris, that started really in the 90s, where these chefs with extensive fine dining backgrounds took all of that technique and they just made it more approachable. And so that's what we are. We're a restaurant that has all of the technique of fine dining restaurants. But it's a comfortable setting. It's a beautiful setting. It's a place where you can have a special occasion or you can just pop in for a weeknight dinner and know that you're going to get good food and good service.
Well, I don't know if you can just pop in now. I went to, I looked at the reservation site on Tock.
Oh,
have you noticed? I mean, I imagine like you get alerts or something, right?
So I'm here at the restaurant.
Oh, you're back.
We're back. I wasn't supposed to work tonight. And we over doubled in reservations for today. And so I had to book it back here to help. and so it's just wild. It's unbelievable. But we keep the bar and the counter for walk-ins every night. Add your name to that notify list if you don't see the reservation that you want. It's really easy to do, and it works because things always become available at the last minute.
Yeah, so, I don't know what it's going to take to convince Minnesotans to go back to eating at the bar, but there's room. Most of the restaurants that you can't get a reservation at, you can. Now, if you're a party of four, you maybe can't, but if you're one or two, like you can almost get in anywhere in the Twin Cities at the bar.
Well, and we try to make it really easy on you, and so call us in advance. We'll put your name on the list. We'll plan a time that works, and we'll make it as easy as we can to get you a seat at the bar. So so call us. We want you to come. We want you to eat at the bar. It's a fun bar because you get to watch the all the chefs in the kitchen.
What has it been like building this? And you're in South Minneapolis, right near your neighborhood, but you've been able to build this with your husband, Adam.
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredible. He's the most talented chef I know. I think he's amazing. And he has we've worked in great restaurants in this city and we've worked in great restaurants around the world. And so when he was 19, he started working with Jules Robichon, which is this iconic French chef, and that built his foundation. And over time, he's developed a really unique style that I think is just so special. So it's getting to see him finally have this moment, getting to share it with him. It's such an honor. It's really, really incredible.
People may have encountered you, Jeannie, at Belcor and Wyzetta, where you sort of ran that room. What I find really fascinating about Boucheron is that you two, I think, are creating kind of what fine dining is really going to feel like going forward. There will always be a place for like the super fancy formal experience. Mm-hmm. But having like polished formal, not formal, but I don't even know how to describe
precise.
Precise. That's having precise service, precise technique from like people who are like your friends kind of in a very chill environment. I think it's how I want to eat. I think it's how
it's
you
how
guys want to
eat
too.
Yeah. I mean, it's the restaurant that we our goal was to build the restaurant that we wanted in our neighborhood. And we have very, very high standards. We have, you know, we want to have a great meal. You guys trust us. You spend your hard-earned money in this restaurant, and you should have great value for what you get. And we take that so seriously. But we want to have fun. And I think that most people do too. So, you know, if you want to have that more formal experience, we can give it to you. Yeah. But we also have this team of absolute characters who have fun every single night. And I think our guests have a lot of fun when they come in too.
For people who are first learning about Boucheron from this and maybe from this conversation, like how would you describe what the food is like?
You know, the food is, I would say, kind of has classic French technique and Minnesota flavors. So we use local produce as much as we possibly can. We do a ton of preservation. To kind of break it down, we also have steak and potatoes.
Yep.
Our goal is it's the best steak and potatoes you're ever going to have. But, you know, for my dad, who only wants to eat steak and potatoes, this is his favorite thing in the world.
Well,
and,
that Feller's Ranch Wagyu steak is beautiful. Like that, and the technique
it's
you
the
guys
best.
Use, it's so delicious.
Yeah, it's the best. It's really, we source really high quality ingredients. So we work with small ranches and farms, and we've really gone out of our way to find the best quality that we can. And so we really, really believe that when you come in here, you're getting great product.
Jeannie, does this change anything for you guys winning the James Beard Award as best new restaurant in America?
Well, the last 24 hours has been a whirlwind, so I don't know yet. As far as running the restaurant, you know, I'm still gonna, our goal is to just keep giving great service and serving great food every single day. And we're honored to have the chance to do that. You know, and then we're going to go home and I'm going to change diapers and clean the kitchen and life keeps going along. It doesn't stop. But we're so excited to have the chance to do it.
How did you guys celebrate in Chicago when this, you know, after getting this award last night?
Jason, every man on our team cried like a baby last night, and it was the best moment. Just getting to celebrate with those guys was so special. We're a family, and so we hit the after parties and had a bunch of good food. We had regulars and friends who came to celebrate with us, and then we wound up with just a small group of us at the Rainbow Club, which is a fantastic dive bar in Chicago. And we finished the night with a shot of Malort and one last beer and
as,
a really good
as you must, as you must in Chicago, right?
Exactly.
I'm just so thrilled for you guys. The passion and the work that went into this restaurant was evident right from the first time you opened, and Alyssa and I were there to celebrate her birthday, which, you know, being somebody who covers food, I don't get to pick too often. You're like always got to try somewhere new.
I'll get that.
And it was even better than the first time. So it's pretty exciting for you guys.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Go check them out. Go visit the bar. And then reservations get released at the start of each month. So kind of a new batch will open for August on the 1st of July. But Jeannie Ritter, along with her husband, pretty awesome stuff. South Minneapolis, Boucheron. You can find it at 42nd and Nicollet in Minneapolis. Drive Time coming back in just a minute.